Sea, Lord Lieutenant. Your Worship, the rest of the sea, friends. Welcome to the Geraldine Mary Harmsworth Park, where we pay tribute to all those who gave their lives in the Second World War. And especially today, remembering the 27 million peoples of the former Soviet Union who gave their lives in the fight against fascism. This year is the 70th anniversary of the Nazi invasion of the Soviet Union. On Sunday the 22nd of June 1941. And I think today it will be good to remember Prime Minister Churchill's broadcast to the nation at 9 p.m. that evening. He said he would unsay no word that he'd spoken against communism, but he went on to say, all this fades away before the spectacle unfolding. He said, I see the Russian soldiers standing on the threshold of their native land, guarding the fields which their fathers have tilled from time immemorial, and see them guarding their homes, where mothers and wives pray for the safety of their loved ones. He said a lot more, but he ended up saying, we will never parley, we will never negotiate with Hitler and his gang. Any man or state who fights on against Nazism will have our aid, and it follows therefore that we will give whatever aid we can to Russia and the Russian people. And shortly after that, the first convoys left these shores for Murmansk and Archangel, crewed by some veterans here today, along with the RAF 151 squadron. And we remember today also the liberation of the Channel Islands on May the 9th and the organisers of the Slave Workers Memorial event, Gary Font, sends his best wishes to us here today. It now gives me great pleasure to invite Councillor Lorraine Lauder, MBE, Deputy Mayor of Southwark, to give you a civic welcome. And can I say the Mayor of Southwark is unwell, and I'm sure you would want me on your behalf to wish him a speedy recovery.
I am honoured to be here today to commemorate Victory Day, the day the former Soviet Union celebrates the end of Nazism in Europe, and the 12th anniversary of the unveiling of the Soviet War Memorial. The combined struggle of the Allied forces to defeat Hitlery that threatened the whole world saw the unprecedented sacrifice of 27 million lives of the citizens and armed forces of the former Soviet Union. This unimaginable number of human lives is represented here by this simple but urgent monument. The people of Southwark will continue to remember the Allied victory, and through the symbolic presence of the memorial in our park, the loss of so many men, women, and children. They paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Thank you, Your Worship.